SBS ponovno pripravlja nacionalno tekmovanje v tujih jezikih. Vabljeni vsi mladi, stari od 4 do 18 let, širom Avstralije, ki govorite še kak drug jezik poleg angleškega. Tekmovanje poteka od 24. julija do 1. septembra. In kako se prijaviš? Enostavno posnameš video, dolg ne več kot 30 sekund, v katerem poveš, kaj ti učenje drugega jezika pomeni. Potem izpolniš obrazec s kontaktnimi podatki in dodaš še napisan prevod videa v angleščini. Vse informacije najdeš na spletni strani www.sbs.com/nlc17.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, ko ravno govorimo o tem, smo povabili učiteljico nemškega jezika, ki uči v srednji šoli Cambria Secondary College v Berwicku v Viktoriji, gospo Ireno Crazy, da nam pove, kako ona spodbuja svoje učence k tekmovanju. Irene, welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Thank you, Lenti. I'm really pleased to be here.
Irene, how did you find out about the SBS National Languages Competition and how are you encouraging your German language students to be involved?
Yeah, sure, Lenti. Here at our school, we are all things languages. So through our language coordinator, we have supporting SBS National Languages Competition, and that's how we heard about it, through her. And we have been advertising this throughout the school. I went into a full assembly last week and promoted it. And through each one of my classes, I'm physically giving them a handout of the poster as well as showing them the video. So we have got quite a number of students who are going to be putting their videos online shortly.
That's fabulous. Here on the Slovenian program, we're really pushing the National Languages Competition because it's so important for students to have a second or even a third language.
Well, Lenti, here at our school, not only have we got the three languages we teach, we also have English, of course, but German, Chinese and Japanese are what we have as part of our language learning subject, but we've also got students that speak many, many different languages at home, and we're encouraging that too. So students don't just have to look at doing this video in German, Chinese or Japanese. They can do it in their Hindi or their Punjabi, or they can do it in Spanish, or they can do it in Dari or Urdu.
Which means they could even do it in Slovenian.
They could even do that in Slovenian. Yes, of course. That is a wonderful idea.
Irene, why is it so important for students to learn a second or a third language if they have the opportunity to do so, which is the case at your school?
Oh, Lenti, that's the sort of question I love hearing all the time. Why is it so important? Well, we live in a global world, and certainly in terms of our students, the way that we view it is that we want our students to have the best opportunities possible, not only in their learning of other languages, but of understanding other cultures. To understand how people think in different parts of the world can really impact on our empathy, impact on the way that we view others, and also the way that we view things that are important to ourselves. I obviously speak German too, and my background with German is I love my language. I'm thrilled that I can teach my language to students here at Cambria College, that I can share with them my culture, that I can share with them things that are important to me, and then my students can travel overseas, or they can work in businesses that have got other languages on offer, or they can travel and see the world in a different way. So opening up students' eyes is the way that we're looking at it here at Cambria. And of course, the National Languages Competition is a fabulous way for them to showcase that. And, of course, the prizes, Lenti. They're looking at those prizes.
Of course.
That's a bit of a draw card too. You've got prizes of iPads. You've got the prize of going up to Sydney with a parent or guardian, staying the night up in Sydney and visiting national headquarters and SBS. They're all just fabulous things. And I have had students looking online at the video. I've had students looking to see what other podcasts or what other videos have already been uploaded so that they've got ideas and using their creativity and their imagination. 30 seconds to speak some German or to speak some Slovenian is no difficult thing at all. so it's not very far away. They don't feel like, you know, it's miles and miles or months and months away from them. So it's a really fabulous thing that I've been using to promote the National Languages Competition. And then students start to talk amongst themselves. And once they do that, once you've got that word of mouth generating and that excitement generating, you know that you're going to get some fabulous videos starting to come in.
Irene, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today regarding the SBS National Languages Competition here on SBS Radio on the Slovenian program. And we wish you and your students all the very best being involved in this very, very worthy project.
Well, Lenti, I can say Dankeschön in my language. Thank you for asking me to speak about this. I do think this is going to be so exciting for my students just because of the reactions that they've already had. But I wanted to ask you, how do I say thank you in Slovenian?
Hvala lepa.
Hvala lepa. Thank you, Lenti. I really appreciate it.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, ravno zdaj sem se pogovarjal z gospo Ireno Krejci, ki je učiteljica nemškega jezika v Viktoriji. Pogovarjala sva se o letošnjem nacionalnem tekmovanju v tujih jezikih. Za več informacij podite na spletno stran www.sbs.com/nlc17.